there, boys and girls. That's the familiar sound of the Children's Bible Club. We're surely glad you've joined us today for the program, and we hope you'll enjoy the singing under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. And now, here's the choir. Choir, it's wonderful to know that the Lord Jesus Christ really is coming again, and it could be today. The main thing is for us to be ready. At whatever time He appears, we'd be ready and our hearts would be right with Him. You know, boys and girls, I know Bible clubbers are interested in the wonderful things the Lord has made, and He has made some wonderful creatures. There's one bird called the heron. It's a long-legged, long-necked bird, which sometimes seems to have a light on its breast and on the feathers on its thighs. But did you know that the feathers are covered with millions of teensy-tiny little insects that shine? So the bird isn't shining at all, but it appears to be. And did you know you're somewhat like that? When you become a Christian, you too will shine. Not because you've made yourself bright and good and beautiful, but because the Holy Spirit of God will give you those lovely graces which will enable you to be a bright testimony for your Savior. You know, Jesus said in John 8:12, "I am the light of the world." Then again in Matthew He said, "Ye are the light of the world." But you know, there's no conflict. There's no mistake in that. Jesus Christ is the true light. And then, when we trust Him as our Savior, we become a light when we trust Him, and His precious light shines out from us to others. Think about it. Ask God to help you to be a bright light and a bright testimony for Him this week at home and wherever you go. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. He's the one we want to shine for. So, Bible clubbers, let me hear from you this week. Maybe you're a first-time listener, or maybe you've heard before, and you'd just like to let Aunt Carolyn know that you're listening and praying for us, and that you're letting your light shine for the Lord Jesus Christ.
It's easy to write us at the Children's Bible Club, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570.
And now here's the choir again with an important message. Ye must be born again.
Born again. He must be born again.
The big luxury liner steamed out of the harbor in England and sailed toward America. Excitement filled the air. There were flowers for the passengers and all the gala festivities that accompany the sailing of such a ship as it set out on the long ocean voyage. Oh, there were many people on board. Some were making the voyage on business. Others were vacationers making the trip for luxury and pleasure. And among the passengers were some children, one boy and girl in particular. They got acquainted quickly and soon were playing games and having a good time. Benny had a big rubber ball. Oh, it was a mighty nice one. And Benny and Joanne, oh, they played ball on deck while the grown-ups had other activities. But a ship deck doesn't have a wall 40 feet high. The children bounced the ball once too often, and you guessed it, overboard it went. "My ball went overboard! My ball went overboard!" Benny cried, and he ran to the captain, lickety-split. "Stop the boat! Stop the boat!" he cried. "My ball went overboard!" The captain looked down at him and smiled and patted him on the shoulder. But it didn't help Benny's feelings very much, because the captain said, "Oh, I'm sorry, son. This is a huge ship with many passengers, and I can't stop the ship just for a rubber ball. I'm sorry, we won't be able to stop." Well, Benny was furious. He went back to Joan and said, "That mean old captain, he wouldn't even stop this ship to get my ball." "I bet you I know why he didn't. He didn't do it 'cause he couldn't. He couldn't." Benny seemed to think that the ship must be wound up with a big key and had to run all the way from Liverpool to America and couldn't stop until it arrived at its destination. He was outdone and angry because he didn't get his ball. But at last the children found something else to play and entertain themselves. But a couple of days later, Joni was playing with her doll and dropped it. It fell down into the engine room, but she thought it went overboard. She ran off to tell the captain as fast as she could. And Benny was tagging along behind her all the way, hollering, "There's no use to go tell the captain. He won't stop. He doesn't care. He won't get it." But Joni went straight to the captain anyway, and she said, I lost my dolly. I want my dolly back." And a tear slid down her cheek. The captain knew in an instant that Joni thought the doll went overboard. But as he spoke to her, his eyes fell down into the engine room way down below, and he saw the doll. He said, "Wait just a minute, honey," and he disappeared. All the time, Benny was muttering, "He's not going to stop. He's not going to do anything about it. He won't get it, I know." But about that time, the captain came back with the doll in his hand. Oh, how glad Joni was to get it back. But Benny was really puzzled. Days passed, and Benny and Joni busily found things to do and play. Then suddenly one day, the whole ship seemed to break into terror. The alarm bell jangled loudly, and the emergency siren blew. An urgent voice called over the loudspeaker, "Man overboard! Man overboard!" Poor Benny began to panic. He guessed they'd just go off and leave that poor man like they left his rubber ball. But word reached the captain immediately, and you know what the captain did? He gave the orders and stopped all the machinery on board that ship instantly, and boats were lowered to rescue the man who'd fallen overboard. All this was more than poor little Benny could understand. The rest of the voyage went smoothly, though, and finally the ship arrived in New York. As soon as the ship was anchored and properly docked, the captain did a strange thing. He went downtown and bought Benny a nice big rubber ball, much better than the one he had before. Now, you see, they all had their requests answered, didn't they? Benny had to wait a little while, but what he got after he waited was better than what he asked for that very day. Joni had her request answered right away without any fanfare. But when the situation demanded it, Everything on shipboard was stopped to save the man who had fallen overboard. So it is when you come in prayer to the Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes Jesus says, as Captain did to Benny, "Just wait a while. What you're wanting you don't need this very minute. Wait a little while." Then sometimes he answers in a way that may not seem spectacular, but the answer surely comes. Then sometimes God sees that our request is necessary and urgent, and he might even do something spectacular, something that seems impossible, in order to answer our prayer. Let me ask you something. Do you pray? Oh, you may say, "Oh, my father prays, and the preacher prays, but me? Well, I don't know much about praying." But listen, boys and girls can have their prayers answered just as well as grown-ups, and you're missing out on a great blessing if you don't spend time in prayer each day. Now, there's some secrets to prayer that God would have you know, though, if you're going to get your prayers answered. The first one is this. You have to be God's child. God has to be your heavenly Father. You have to be born into his family. Jesus said, "Ye must be born again." Ask him to save you. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Now the second secret to prayer is that ye must pray in Jesus' name. You don't deserve his blessings or answers to prayer, but when you come to the Heavenly Father in Jesus' name, he will answer you. "Whatsoever ye ask in my name," Jesus promised, "that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." Then you must pray in God's will, not wanting just your will or way, but wanting what will please him and bring honor and glory to his name. This is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Oh, I hope you'll think about this, and I do hope you'll give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ, and that you'll spend time in prayer and see God work in your life. And now God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.